Dallas Stars are the next opponent for the Calgary Flames, top team in the Western Conference, hottest team in the National Hockey League, and very pleased to have join us this afternoon is their head coach, Lindy Ruff. Lindy, how are you today, sir?
I'm well, Rob. How are you?
Excellent. Before we get into the meat of the matter, I saw you guys practicing at the Corral today. Did you ever play in the Corral with Buffalo?
Yeah, I did play in the Corral with Buffalo way back when. One of the players, being a little smart, said, was this building new when you first played in it? I said, no, but I broke my femur in that building my draft year, too.
Oh, in junior with Lethbridge?
Yeah, in junior with Lethbridge. So I tried to stay out of that area of the ice today.
Yeah, it's got to be a little weird trying to explain to your players that that was an actual NHL building at one point.
Yeah, there's no doubt there, but you know, a lot of good hockey players come out of there.
Lindy, to this season, I'm curious, from a coaching standpoint, how much do you think your run at the end of last year laid the foundation for this year? Is there any correlation, any relation, do you think?
I think there's a big correlation to the way we're playing now and really the last 3 months of last season where, you know, we had a very good record, but just came up short. We ended up basically chasing that eighth spot the whole year and didn't quite get in.
Did much change then over this summer for you in terms of your team approach, or was it, you know, essentially the same as last year? You just hit the ground running.
Well, I think there's always some adjustments when you go through your post-year review, and we made more adjustments defensively on how we wanted to play. We spent a lot of time preseason going through what we wanted to do 3-on-3 to be ready for that. But on the defensive side of it, you know, we wanted to get a commitment from our core guys on how we needed to play the game. And if our core guys played the game the right way, everybody else would follow.
Lindy, I don't think I've ever asked a coach this. How much did the play of some of your core guys last year, the big seasons that Ben had, kind of Klingberg's kind of coming out, did that impact how you altered some of the things you were doing as a team?
Well, I think we felt we had a special player in Klingberg just for his puck movement and what he was doing offensively. There was a little bit of an adjustment on the risk taking and when to take it, but he's one heck of a player, and you know, there's a lot of stuff that he can do that a lot of other defensemen can't do. So he's got a little bit of slack when it comes to the amount of rope he takes every game, and he's helped us win a lot of games. He's helped us on the offensive side, and he's been a very good defender. So I think when we looked at where we could be, we felt we could still tighten up defensively as a team, but almost be as good offensively if we maintained that core group.
What is it about the Klingbergs, the Oliver Ekman Larsons, the Carlsons right now? What is it about Swedish defensemen? What are they doing right over there?
Well, for me, you know, you got to be able to skate first in this game. If you're going to create offensive, you got to be able to skate. And these guys are dynamic skaters. Carlson can get up in the rush, and Klingberg can get up in the rush, and then it's just division. It's the ability to have ice in your veins. And if you looked at our game tying goal against the Minnesota Wild the other night, the move he put on, just stationary on a defender coming at him while he was holding on the puck at the blue line to juke him and walk the line and get the shot through a quick wrist shot through traffic. There's not many players that can do that. So it's a combination of skating. It's that great vision to find holes and make plays. And at the same time, you've got to have real good feet. He's got a little bit of that 10 to 2, that lateral movement that a lot of players don't have.
Lindy, I don't profess to know a lot about the young man. I'm just curious about, from a coaching standpoint, is he an easy player to pair up with somebody, or do you have to find the right partner to play with him?
No, we really haven't spent much time on who we pair him up with. The guy that he's played the most with has been Goligoski, and we originally paired him with Alex because we wanted a good veteran guy, a guy that just had a good two-way game, and they've clicked, you know, since the day we put them together, and they've stayed together pretty well the whole time, and But, you know, we feel we can play this young man in any situation. I like his defending. He plays against the top lines every night, which is an attribute for a young defenseman that not a lot of guys have the luxury of operating night in, night out, playing against other teams' top lines. That's usually for a veteran pair or a veteran defender that you're looking to shut down the other team's top lines.
In conversation with the head coach of the Dallas Stars, Lindy Ruff, here on Inside Hockey. Tell me about Jamie Benn when you met him for the first time as taking over in Dallas and to the player that he's become now. What's happened? What's changed? Or has anything changed, Lindy?
I think lots of things have changed. First, I got to confess, I didn't know a lot about him, not even his personality. I knew from watching some film that he was talented, that he could make a great plays, had a good wrist shot, could be physical. He has really changed. He's really come into his own. He's a lot more confident person. He was maybe a little bit more reserved when I first met him a couple of years ago, quiet. Mm-hmm. Since being named captain, first and foremost, he's taken the lead on the ice and tried to lead in every category. And really, he's the guy that carries the message for this team, and he does it in so many different ways. But now his personality is starting to come out. He's a little bit more vocal. I wouldn't classify him as a rah-rah guy, but I would classify when he speaks, everybody listens to him, and he's not afraid to get vocal when the time is needed.
Is that, I mean, of all the skills and all the attributes in hockey that we talk about developing, what about leadership? Is that an easy thing for him to develop? I mean, some of it's got to be natural, doesn't it?
I believe some of that is natural. I believe some of that is living through experiences and living through some mistakes and living through some tough times and using that to become better. And I think, for me, our experience last year was a big test for our team to live through not making it and see what players and what leadership was going to rise for us. And, you know, he definitely took to heart that, we needed to play a stronger defensive game, that it started with him and some of the top players. And he's been the leader in that category. And I think some of that is maturity, is getting a little bit older, and some of that is tasting some of the success we had the first year. And now I think he's put the whole package together.
In many ways, is that a similar story for Sagan? Has he followed kind of that same path, having to learn those things? And I mean, he came from Boston and had a little experience there with the Stanley Cup, but has he had a similar path under you?
Yeah, I believe that, Tyler, as young as he was when he went to Boston and to win a Stanley Cup at that age, and, when leaving Boston, he had this desire to, he wanted to play center. He didn't want to play the wing. He wanted to be that guy in the middle of the ice. And, through last year, it became, really working hard on his defending and his play down low when it came to playing center in his own end. And I think he's come a long ways. He realizes that he has to play a strong two-way game if he's going to be playing against top lines. And I think that's something that he's wrapped his arms around, and he's starting to mature with that and just keeps getting better.
Tell me about the influence of Patrick Sharp and even Johnny Oduya. I mean, two guys, again, here talking about Stanley Cups, but guys with three of them very recently. How have they impacted your dressing room, Coach?
Well, I think the thing I've been most impressed with is these two guys, because of the culture they've been around, they don't get too high when we win, and their ability to put the game away when we've lost. And the games that our players have seen to get pretty excited about winning a game, to them it's almost, let's move on, we haven't won anything yet. And they both know that if you're going to win a championship, that you have to play the game the right way, that your best players have to play the game the right way. And they've been tremendous inside the room. Johnny's the type of guy that can play 25 minutes a game. He knows how to defend in every situation, and he reads the ice really well. And when forwards aren't supporting defensemen, he's right there to let them know. And I think on the other side of it, a guy like Patrick Sharp, you know, he's a dynamic skater. He's got a great shot. Mm. He's the guy that can, you know, score that key goal at a key time. And when you come from that winning culture and you put those guys in the room, it helps the other guys that haven't been around, you know, even a playoff victory or a playoff series that you've won.
Lindy Ruff's the head coach of the Dallas Stars. He's our guest on Inside Hockey here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Just a couple more. I'm curious about your young Russian, Valery Nichushkin. I know he was hurt last year. What do you have there, Lindy, or are you still trying to figure out what he is?
Well, I believe we've got a great young player that if he wouldn't have missed a year, I think he'd be ahead of where he's at now. His mm-hmm. last probably two and a half, 3 weeks of play have been where he was at 2 years ago. He's dominating the play down low. He's a guy that can't be knocked off the puck a lot of times. He's made plays against some of the biggest men in the game in Boston. He was in on the winning goal where really out-muscled Chara on the play and made a great play in the offensive zone. And he's been a little bit snake bit when it comes to scoring goals. He had a goal post again in Minnesota, but he's getting two or three of those grade A chances that I think it's just a matter of time before this guy busts out for us.
You know that you've got these high-profile players, Ben Sagan, Klingberg, they're all points, and whenever you come to a place like Calgary, we always want to ask about this. But I'm always curious about the player that doesn't necessarily get the recognition outside of the borders of Dallas. Is there a player, Lindy, that people should be talking about with the Dallas Stars and the success you've had this year that maybe we don't appreciate from afar?
Well, I think there's, you know, if you wanted to look at a guy at you know, up front for us that, you know, plays in a lot of key situations and is a guy I look to defend a lot of the tougher situations would be Cody Eakin. And offensively, he's having a nice year. He's on pace to score 20-plus goals. But he's the type of guy that he's on the power play. He's on the penalty killing. And he's a centerman that can play against anybody. So if you want to look at a forward, he would probably be the guy on the back end, you know, the guy that we play with Klingberg, Alex Goligoski is really for me, he's been the guy that he's been steady, you know, not the biggest defender, but seems yep. to find ways to always defend hard with situations against bigger people and win those one-on-one battles. So I think you need those type of players to, you know, help carry your team.
Well, my last question for you, and it's a coaching question. How have you found the 3-on-3 overtime? What do you like about it? Are you still adapting to it? What's that change been like from you from a coaching perspective?
Well, from a coaching perspective right now, we've had a lot of success with it through preseason and regular season here. We haven't lost in the 3-on-3. I think the skill of our team, we've been able to generate or really out-generate the opposition when it comes to chances. We've created more odd-numbered situations from breakaways to two-on-ones, and I think the defending part of it, we've done a real good job. You know, I think through the regular season now, we've only given up four shots in the three or four overtime games we've been in, so It has been, I mean, dynamic when it comes to excitement. The game in Dallas that we won before we left to go to Minnesota was end-to-end action and some great saves. And then the game in Minnesota, we had two 2-on-1s. We had a breakaway. And again, it's one of those ones where, you know, the fans get to see a lot of action. And I think it plays into our hockey club.
Really appreciate this, Coach. Thank you for giving us some of your time. Congratulations on the success so far and continued success. And looking forward to seeing you guys on the ice here at the Dome tomorrow night.
No, thank you.